relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
You know, I think I've been active in this since 1958. That's 62 years. I am the angriest I have been in that entire six decades. You have a group of corrupt people who have absolute contempt for the American people, who believe that we are so spineless, so cowardly, so unwilling to stand up for ourselves, that they can steal the presidency and we'll wring our hands, bring in a few lawyers, and do nothing. My hope is that President Trump will lead the millions of Americans who understand exactly what's going on. The Philadelphia machine is corrupt. The Atlanta machine is corrupt. The machine in Detroit is corrupt. And they're trying to steal the presidency, and we should not allow them to do that. First of all, under federal law, we should lock up the people who are breaking the law. You stop somebody from being an observer, you just broke federal law. You hide and put up paper so nobody can see what you're doing, you just broke federal law. You bring in ballots that aren't real, you just broke federal law. I am sick and tired of corrupt left-wing Democrats who believe that we are too timid and too easy to intimidate, and therefore, let us go out and steal it. That's exactly, I mean, no one should have any doubt. You are watching an effort to steal the presidency of the United States, and this is not about Donald Trump. This is about the American people. Do the American people have the right in an honest election with honest, legitimate ballots to pick their leader, or are we now just sheep to be dominated by the high-tech businesses, the news media, and the various political machines? And are we supposed to surrender? So I think this is one of the great, this is a crisis in the American system comparable to Washington on Christmas Eve or comparable to Lincoln at Gettysburg. This is a genuine, deep crisis of our survival.
A deep, genuine crisis of our survival. That was, of course, Newt Gingrich. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. member of the president's National Security Education Board. Newt is right. This is a crisis. It is a question of the future of this nation. Why is it that we just treat it as a joke? Oh, it's so funny. The corruption in New Jersey, the corruption of Chicago, the machine politics of Illinois and Pennsylvania and Philadelphia. That corruption is a joke. Why? Because it's real. Because we've become so inured to it, so used to it, that we treat it as a fact of life. Newt Gingrich is right. If you stop people who have been mandated by law to observe the counting of ballots in an election, you must be arrested. If you try and cover up the windows of an election center to prevent those who have a right to observe the counting of the ballots, you should be arrested. There's only one reason why you don't want the other team's official observers to see what you are doing. Because you are committing felonies. You are trying to steal an election. Let's look at what we know. These are the incontrovertible facts that we know as of today, Friday. Just 3 days since the election. Number one, the president has had more Americans vote for him than in the history of any other presidency. He beat Barack Obama. No president has received as many votes as Donald Trump did. At the same time, not one state house in control by the Republicans was lost this week. Not one. Additionally, as things stand right now, if there isn't more corruption, the Senate remains in the hands of the president's party. What's more shocking, given what we have been told for the last 6 months, the lead of the Democrats in the House is crumbling. Nancy Pelosi's margin of majority is hemorrhaging seats, with the greatest number of female candidates for the GOP being elected that we've ever seen in one election. On top of that, perhaps the most remarkable of all, given the libel, the utter calumny of the last 4 years against the president, where we were told day in, day out, by the news, by the experts, by the commentators, by the late night comedy show hosts, that Donald Trump was a criminal, was an agent of a foreign power, was a misogynist. They even accused him of rape. They said he's an Islamophobe. He's an anti-Semite. And he's a white supremacist. What charge did they not levy against him? Despite all of those lies, all of that slander, the official smear tactics of the DNC, of the Mueller probe, of the Steele dossier, of Adam Schiff's House investigations behind closed doors. More minority Americans, more black Americans, more Hispanic, Latino Americans voted for President Trump than any Republican president since the 1950s. And they want to tell you that he didn't win the election. They are trying to steal your nation from you now. to hide their crimes, to keep those who are authorized from ensuring the probity of the most sacred political process in the land from seeing what they are doing. And I have one question for you. How angry are you? Are you as angry as the former Speaker of the House, one of the most intelligent strategic minds in America today? Do you agree with Newt Gingrich? If you do, what the hell are you going to do about it? This is the time to make a stand. I can't tell you how many messages, DMs I've received. What can I do? What can I do? Keep sending the evidence. I've posted the videos, multiple videos from inside polling stations of official poll workers illegally filling out ballots, committing felonies on video. Keep sending those to the Trump campaign. Keep posting them on social media. And this weekend, tonight, Friday, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, organize yourselves. Get out there and protest these crimes. Let them hear your voice. Stand outside the local government center. Go to the election centers. I don't care what state you live in. Do it now, or you may lose it all. It's now or never. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Trust her. She gives us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Award-winning journalist, fearless defender of the truth. Her motto is live free or die. Follow her right now, Trish_Regan. She has the Trish Intel podcast. Also, check out her website, trishintel.com. It's Friday, and we check in with Trish Regan. Trish, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, indeed. We have so much to discuss in our weekly check-in with you. But first, let's ignore the election, if we can, for maybe 60 seconds. Talk to us about the incredible jobs figures today.
Phenomenal. Listen, we are below 7% unemployment. Nobody thought we'd be here. We added nearly 700,000 jobs, far more than people thought we would add in the latest month. And this is without any stimulus, for goodness sakes, proving that, you know, look, what did it take? It took Barack Obama about 5 years to get to this level of unemployment, something that it took Donald Trump 5 months to do, because all you had to do was reopen the economy and suddenly, you know, we're back on fire again. So it's a really, really good sign. And I think this momentum will continue. But, you know, listen, all bets are off. If you have a different team in there, I don't know what we're going to do. Because, frankly, Seb, we're going to be right back in those Obama-era years, Obama-Biden, where it took 5 years for them to get to the level that this president got to in 5 months.
Truly incredible. Are you saying to me that markets work better, that opening businesses works better than stimulus, Trish Regan?
What do you know? You know, I'm just an old-fashioned girl who wants, fundamentals. Fundamentals. I want real growth, not a bunch of stimulus. And, you know, this is amazing. This is without the stimulus, they were able to pull this one off. And so I'm really impressed with the American economy. I'm impressed with the Trump administration's leadership on the economic front. I just want to see more of it.
Let's just say we're impressed with Americans, because those are the people that made this happen. Follow her right now, Trish_Regan on Twitter, TrishIntel.com, and the Trish Intel podcast. You've got to check it out. These are the facts you need to download every single week. Check out her YouTube channel. Amazing analysis. I love the analysis you were doing during the election debates. Let's talk about the, it feels like 4 weeks. Let's talk about the last 4 days. Your reaction to the fact that the nation that has the biggest economy in the world, that put men on the moon, doesn't know who they elected as president.
Horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. I mean, there is no excuse for this right now. There is no excuse for them to have, what, in Georgia, just miraculously stopped counting because they, oh, I don't know, they burst a pipe? You know, right. I mean, this is, you can't make it up. It's who's on first. I'm really troubled by it. I think in an election this close, also news organizations should not be out there calling races until every single vote is counted. I really don't know what to say. I think that there are legal challenges ahead. I think that the Trump camp has made that very, very clear. In Pennsylvania, what's going on? I mean, they've got the court basically saying it's fine to keep sending in ballots after the fact. They don't have to be verified for their postmark. Seb, I don't even know what to say. I mean, this is the greatest country and the greatest economy on earth. And the idea that somehow we can't get this right, I mean, we look really foolish, really, really foolish. There should be no doubt in anyone's mind. We should feel very strong about the sanctity of our system. The whole, you know, concern that we have just about a quasi-banana republic, it shouldn't exist. There's no reason any of this should exist.
And what happens to the gains we've just heard you announce? What happens to the pre-COVID electrifying growth in the American economy if, in fact, Joe Biden would be president, Trish?
I think you'll have maybe marginal growth because they'll, you know, if he gets his way, he'll put in all the stimulus. But it's not going to be electrifying growth. You're not going to have the growth that we've had. I actually worry, Seb, you know, and I'm being optimistic by saying hopefully we could see some growth, and that's in part because the market likes the idea of stimulus, even if it's incredibly artificial.
I need to stop you there. I just don't get it. I hear this all the time. Why on earth does the private sector like stimulus? Is it just because it's free cash? I mean, it goes against everything we hold as people who understand free markets.
Yeah, no, but it's a temporary high. It's like a sugar high. It's a drug. I mean, the Fed's money printing is another form of this drug, right? And so they need more of the drug. And the reason I have a fundamental problem with it is at some point, you know, that you're going to have a massive hangover.
Yeah.
And that's going to, I mean, what do you think? 2008 was part of that hangover effect.
Yes.
Because they made money so plentiful. Right. I mean, whether it was Barney Frank saying we've got to lend to every Tom, Dick and Harry, regardless of whether they have any income or any assets, they just deserve a loan. So that was free money. Well, eventually that free money comes back to bite you in the you know what. And so we need to be cautious about this. And Wall Street likes it in the interim, you know, and they'll keep dancing as long as the music's playing. But at some point, the chickens come home to roost and you have to deal with the consequences of artificial stimulus. And that's my concern.
All right, let's go back to the broader political topic here. You come from a state that is known for its dedication to the founding principles of this nation. The Granite State has an incredible motto. How are you feeling right now in terms of that motto and the future of the republic, given what we've witnessed in Pennsylvania and elsewhere?
Well, you know, I think that we have a real problem right now. I mean, you've got half the country, Seb, that is not going to buy this.
Nope.
They're not going to believe it. It's too close. It's too close. And it's too, you know, it's too fitting, right? And so you're going to have a lot of people who will not trust the results of this election. And this is too bad. I wish it had been a landslide, you know, because
maybe,
you know, we're stuck in this no man's land.
Trish, maybe it was.
Well, right. I mean, that's right. Terrifying. Terrifying.
If we think that the mail-in ballots can come in without postmarks or post-dated, well, what if it was a landslide for the president?
What is going on? I mean, look at Philadelphia. There was a report by the Department of Justice. I mean, they had a conviction there. A guy who was the judge, the elected judge,
yes,
pleaded guilty in Philadelphia to taking bribes. so that he could manipulate votes so he has an effect on elections. I mean, this is not the kind of stuff that should be happening in the United States of America. And I get it. Like, every state, every, you know, they're responsible for their voting systems. But gosh, I mean, maybe we need some kind of bigger, broader apparatus to make sure that it's being done correctly, because some of these states may not have the ethics that we would hope them to have, and there's no real checks and balances. I mean, for goodness sakes, when the people from the Trump campaign are being told that they can't, you know, be there to check the ballot,
when they have a court order and they're not permitted in. Look, India has over a billion people. Every single one of them of voting age has a voter ID card. And guess what? They get their results faster than Pennsylvania does. It is a disgrace, and we will keep fighting. In the meantime, follow this lady, Trish_Regan, on Twitter. It is the Trish Intel Report. You can find the podcast online wherever you get good podcasts, and go to her website, trishintel.com. God bless you, Trish. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We're going to have with us somebody who is, I guess, the Black Trump. He just won in North Carolina. We're going to have Burgess Owens. We're going to have Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. Stay on this channel. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org. t2t.org. Thank you.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. I hate Wikipedia. What a bunch of garbage. I'm looking up our current guest. He's a friend of the show. We endorsed him because we think he's great. I looked up Mark Robinson, and in parentheses after his name, it says American politician. I don't think that's true. He's just a patriot. And now he is, oh, this must feel so good, Lieutenant Governor-elect of North Carolina. The first Black Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina. Welcome back to America First, Mark.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. It's good to be here again.
So, when is it happening? When do you go from being elect to the actual sworn-in Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina?
That'll be in early January, I believe.
That's incredible. Yeah. Don't take this the wrong way. I think it's really true. I've described you before you came on today as the Black Donald Trump. Why? Because you are where you are today because you're not a politician. You are where you are today because you spoke with passion at that Greensboro Council meeting when they tried to cancel that gun show. And you said, I don't own a gun, but this is wrong. We have rights in America. And that video went viral. Tell us, Mark, did you expect to be where you are today on the basis of that one speech you gave at that council meeting?
I absolutely did not. I did not know what I was starting when I got up there.
And what are your plans when you take that oath in the beginning of January? How are you going to make things better? Give us a little bit of an elevator pitch for why you have become the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina.
Well, we want to fight for some expanded gun rights in North Carolina. We also want to fight for our schools. We want to make sure that parents have the school choice. You know, children across the board, across the socioeconomic spectrum, have equal access to education, and to make sure that parents have the right to decide where their children go to school. And then we want to fight like heck for our veterans. It's long past time to just give pay lip service to our veterans. It's time to start making some real changes in their lives that are really going to start telling them thank you by doing what's right by them in this state here in North Carolina. And then we're going to also stand up for law enforcement. Those are the things we promised we were going to do when we were on the trail. And those are the things we're going to do when we step in office in January.
He is a former serviceman from the Army Reserves, and he wants to make promises and keep them like the president has done for the last 4 years. You are in North Carolina. I have to ask you, we're only 4 days past the election. What is going on in North Carolina, and what is your reaction to the fact that we're still waiting to find out who the president is?
I think it's absolutely shameful that in the greatest country on earth, the freest country on earth, that we have not shored up our election process any better than this. And it's absolutely simple how to do it. And here it is. Number one, we limit early voting. Number two, we put strict limits and strict rules around and guidelines on absentee voting. And the number one thing we need in this nation and all our states, we need voter ID. We have got to have it. It is long past due. It's time for us to stop playing fast and loose with our voting process, because if we don't, the democratic process in this nation is going to become a joke, and we cannot allow that to happen. There is no reason why the richest country, the biggest country, not biggest country, but the greatest country on earth should be going through this right now. Our election process should be stainless steel. It should be the best on earth. And this is proof that it's not, and we need to fix this problem quick, fast, and in a hurry.
And should American patriots just sit and watch as these elections are being stolen across the country, Mark?
Absolutely not. We should raise heck. For those who are not involved and have not gotten involved, this should be their cue. When the votes of law-abiding citizens, when legal votes are being supplanted by illegal votes, when things like this are happening, it is time for the patriots of this nation to rise up against the socialist tide that's trying to destroy our republic and say no more. It is time for the people of this country to truly get involved in this process and make sure that this process works.
Well,
this whole thing of playing fast and loose with our vote, it needs to come to an end.
Well, God bless you, Mark Robinson, Lieutenant Governor-elect from the state of North Carolina, which currently, let's get those bloody returns finished, sees the president ahead more than 75,000 votes. Thank you, Mark. Follow this man at Mark Robinson NC for North Carolina. That's Mark Robinson NC. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Next, we're going to talk to Burgess Owens. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you are in pain right now, what are you waiting for? If you've tried everything else and it hasn't worked, you have to try the incredible, incredible drug-free Relief Factor. Just listen to Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. Wow. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Leah? If you could find relief from your daily pain, as tens of thousands of Americans have? It's so easy to find out. All you do is you go to ReliefFactor.com and order the 3-week quick starter pack. You can call them at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. Use my name, G-O-R-K-A. The 3-week quick starter pack will be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for Leah, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans. That's ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. Don't wait any longer. ReliefFactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
Listen, guys, it's very simple here. A judge in this state issued a ruling that the Board of Elections has summarily dismissed. They- Pennsylvania, we have filed for federal relief.
Let's go.
That is what we're doing because we will not let the people of Pennsylvania go without having an election observer for every single ballot.
That was Corey Lewandowski doing it as it should be done in Philadelphia yesterday when local officials barred the Trump campaign from their court-mandated access to see the ballots being counted. We need that to be happening every single day or this election will be stolen from the people of the Republic. Somebody who's fighting right now in Utah, number four. He is, of course, a Super Bowl champion, Burgess Owens. Welcome to America First.
Sebastian, my pleasure. Been looking forward to talking to you for quite a while.
We've been trying to set this up for a while, and we are so glad you joined us right now. So you are in a race against McAdams. It's going back and forth, all kinds of reports in the fake news media. Tell us where matters stand now, Burgess.
Okay. Well, first of all, Burgess for Utah, because it looks like we might be going into a recount. But it's very, very close. Well, I'm ahead right now, 2,200, and we have another drop of votes coming in later on this afternoon. So it's one, Sebastian, first of all, I really believe, first of all, we're going to win it. It's one of those districts that I think can be a linchpin for our nation because, obviously, the more strength we have in the House, the better chance we have to finally get our country back. And so this is a district that was between one and three of must-have from the very beginning. So we're going to get this. Just have to now wade through the process. And it's a nail biter, but let me just say this also. I truly believe in the American people, we the people, and also Utahans. And at the end of the day, we do the right thing at the right time for the right reasons. So just hang in there, have the faith. This country is going to survive, and our liberty will continue to win back our liberty, of course, as we understand that we're truly in the fight. So I'm looking for that process for sure.
Well, we are seeing all kinds of reports of irregularities across the nation. We're seeing videos being posted on social media of felonious acts inside polling stations with ballots being filled out by polling station workers. What are you seeing in Utah? Are you confident, or are you also seeing irregularities there as well?
Well, we know. I don't see any irregularities here. I'm confident we'll get through it. I think the thing that concerned me at the last week into going into the election, we had our commercials pulled by Deseret News, which was unfair. But
with what justification?
We never did get the justification. We were told there was a reason why it happened. We asked three or four times. We never got a response. But this is the way we're understanding now as a country. This is the way the media works. We're finding out. I think that's the good part about where we are today. There's no more gray. Americans are finding out just how close we are coming to losing our freedoms and what our country is all about. And these other guys, the hard left, has been at us for decades. So we're finally, what President Trump has done effectively is pull back the curtains. And because he has, those guys, they're desperate. They know how close they are to losing it all. And they're willing to do anything with no shame. This is what evil looks like when literally people can cheat and steal and lie and there's no shame. We have to make sure that our values are much stronger than that because as Americans we know better. We know that that does not lead us to a good end. So I'm excited about. At the end of the day, I feel so strongly that this is going to work out okay for us because I know what our country's built upon, Judeo-Christian values. It's always served us very well in the past and will continue to serve us well as we fight for it moving forward.
Well, he gave one of the best speeches in a slew of incredible speeches at the RNC at the convention before the election. Follow him right now at Burgess Owens on Twitter. Also, his website, burgessforutah.com. That's the number for burgessforutah.com. In the last few minutes we have with you, Burgess, how significant is it that 20% of the black male community voted for Donald Trump? How significant is it that we have the biggest minority vote for a Republican president since the 1950s going to Donald Trump?
I've always said once we get to 20% of black vote, it's a game changer. Hispanics, gays, what's happening is at the end of the day is this. What's happening is that the minorities are leaving the plantation in droves. And that's why they have to cheat to get it through. Because now, if there's a level playing field, you see so much how this would have impacted this particular race. I'm proud to say I'm a Black American and I'm an American who's finally standing up and pulling our country back from the abyss. Once we pull my community back from the abyss, we pull our entire country back. So I'm just encouraged to see that we're finally waking up, and just get ready. This is just the beginning, because once off the plantation, we'll never, never go back.
What is your message to those Americans who are angry, Mr. Owens,
who think we are a country of hope, of opportunity, of freedom, of vision. We start with our Judeo-Christian values. We have a country that's been placed a land of promise by Heavenly Father. Keep that in mind and just know that He's in charge, and we're going to win this in the end. There's no way cheaters can actually win in the true game of life. So just stay hopeful, stay faithful, continue to serve each other, continue to understand what we're up against. And now that we know, this wake up, let's band together, Republicans, Independents, and Democrats, band together, and let's win this country back from the hard left. They hate who we are. We now need to know it's not us. We're not against each other. We're against an ideology of godless evil. And if we understand that, we'll be in good shape.
In the big scheme of things, we've already won, but we have to make sure that we win this election as well. And he's on his way. Follow him right now at Burgess Owens. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you like what you're listening to, if it's important to you, you've got to support our sponsors. That includes Mike Lindell, that other great American, the inventor of MyPillow. He sold 51 million of them. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, just cuddles your cranium through the night. Wow, what did he give us last time? 60% off. Instead of $69.98, you'll get it for $29.98 if you use my name. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com. That's mypillow.com. But for that massive, massive discount, you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. Also, you got to sleep well. I know. And it's so important. One of the most important things you can do is to get a good night's sleep. But how are you eating? What is your diet like? Are you always sensible? Come on, be honest. I know how hard it is. If you want to make sure, even if you're living a crazy life, running around, sometimes grabbing some fast food, you got to be as healthy as possible. Take Balance of Nature. Dr. Douglas Howard has formulated this incredible product. Just 6 little capsules I take before the show. 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, that provide me 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Things that, you know what, I may not get around to eating normally because I like my meat with meat. You know, I'm that kind of guy. I'm not a big fan of kale. I think it was invented by diabolical forces. But you gotta be as healthy as you can, and that's what Balance of Nature gives you. You're going to get 35% off from Dr. Howard, plus free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name. Call them on 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. And one of the coolest things is if you become a Balance of Nature customer, you get free access to a health coach at the end of a phone line. How awesome is that? Do it now. Be the healthiest you can be. Balanceofnature.com, 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.
You're listening to Dr. Sebastian Gorka, a man who's taken down Eastern European governments with just the sound of his voice.
Democrat officials never believed they could win this election, honestly. I really believe that. That's why they did the mail-in ballots, where there's tremendous corruption and fraud going on. That's why they mailed out tens of millions of unsolicited ballots without any verification measures whatsoever. And I've told everybody that these things would happen because I've seen it happen. I watched a lot of different elections before they decided to go with this big, massive election with tens of millions of ballots going out to everybody, in many cases totally unsolicited.
He was right. He warned us, when you send out tens of millions of unsolicited ballots, and you have no way to verify who's sending them back. And when you have Democrat governors, like the Butcher of Richmond, Ralph Northam, say you don't even need to compare the signature on the mail-in ballot with the original signature of the voter whose ballot it's supposed to be against the electoral voter rolls, it's just a recipe for theft. And that is what is happening. It is totally and utterly counterintuitive that Nancy Pelosi loses seats in the House, that the Senate remains in GOP hands, and not one state Senate is flipped to the Democrats. And after that, President Trump wins to a man who has been hiding in his basement. When Donald Trump is doing 34 events in 14 days, some of which see tens of thousands of people waiting in line in the cold for hours, and we're supposed to believe that of all the things you're voting for, the only thing that went the wrong way was the president? When we see 20% of the male black population vote for Donald Trump, when we see the highest minority vote count for a Republican president or nominee since the 1950s, oh, that's when Biden wins. It's theft. That's what it is. Question is, what are you going to do about it? Let's get Media Matters something to write about. They did four hits on me yesterday. They really got their panties in a twist. Let's make sure that they type this one up too. Don't let them steal it. Get out on the streets. BLM is dead. You heard what the Democrats said. They are disavowing BLM, defund the police and socialism, because they know they're in trouble. Well, guess what? Now it's our turn. Get your MAGA on. Organize, protest, let your voice be heard. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.